Track 8. How a vet nurse has forged an impressive career in animal care and won recognition for her work at the highest level.
Norfolk veterinary nurse Miranda Luck's career in animal care has taken her around the globe and once even landed her a part in a TV soap opera. Now it has earned her the prestigious International Award from the Royal College of Veterinary Surgeons in recognition of her work to improve the welfare of animals. It was quite a shock, says Miranda, at her Hayden home, where she lives with her husband Guillaume. I know some of the people who have won it in the past, and it's incredibly humbling because they are vets and people who've done amazing things, and I've just been doing my job. She admits that it wasn't a career that got off to the easiest of starts. I wasn't an excellent pupil. I talked all the time and never listened. I struggled with my exams and left education when I was 16. She got a job as a receptionist in a vet surgery, but found she was spending more time in the back with the nursing team. So she qualified as a vet nurse and began to work her way through the ranks, eventually becoming the manager of an RSPCA animal centre in Surrey. She developed a particular interest in the post-operative care of the animals, looking at areas like the layout of the wards and the placing of prey and predator species next to each other. She moved into ward design and also animal handling and developed systems and shelter management to help get animals rehomed faster. The RSPCA then asked me to do training for their international department, travelling all over the world doing practical workshops, training courses, anything to do with animal handling, animal rescue, animal rehoming, shelter medicine, she said. The work took her to places including Costa Rica, South Korea, Japan, Spain, France, Turkey and Portugal, working with people at grassroots level, talking to them about their situation and how best to deal with it. The non-governmental organisations, not-for-profit companies and others asked her to do work for them, so she set up her own consultancy business. Lots of the work is about managing stray animal populations. One of the systems which works really well is trap, neuter and return, she says. She was very hands-on but soon realised that much of the equipment, like traps, catching devices, poles and nets, wasn't quite as humane or as clever as it could be, so she started working with a specialist to improve the kit. Her interest in this side of animal care has led her to develop her own animal handling blanket, Rapsio. Principally for cats, it allows animals to be handled in safety and comfort and reduces the stress for the animals and, as it is made from a fabric similar to the stab-proof material used by the prison service for their uniform shirts, reduces the risk of being bitten or scratched for the handler. So how about the TV soap appearance? Well, Miranda was in Malta working with a Maltese soap star who was promoting animal welfare. We were on the way to the dump to pick up stray dogs and she said, "We just have to stop to film a scene for the soap opera." She put on this nun's habit and then came over and said that one of the extras hadn't turned up and they needed a mourner to come out of the church. "Will you do it?" So I was dressed in black and shown how to walk out looking solemn. One of these days I must chase down that episode.